Hey, this is John with the Business of Bodybuilding show today, and I'm tickled to have with us Joe Piscula. Whereas you're moving to a kind of a one-state organization, it has lines of demarcation to break things down, but it's all one big family per se. But then where you've got, like in your district, a lot of shows, and even some of the promoters will say things oftentimes, feeling they're in competition with other promoters for athletes and such. Or do you have a certain philosophy in that regard?
Promoters? Now, John, I have a philosophy on this, right?
Yeah.
You know I'm going to say, yeah, I do. I have a very strong philosophy on this, and it all stems from, must have been three years ago, whatever it was. It was after I had done the first Border Clash, and I was starting to do some other help promoting and getting people doing, you know, websites and different things and kind of bringing things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was sitting at the North Americans, and it was the North Americans. I want to make sure it was the right show. It was either that or Masters Nationals, but it was the North Americans. And Jim comes strolling over, hands in his pockets. You know, he's kind of watching the show and, you know, doing his normal Jim Mannion, you know, look. And he sits down next to me, and he says, "I see what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever bring yourself down. Always keep bringing other people up." Mm-hmm. And that came up in the course of our conversation. We talked for maybe a minute. It wasn't a very long conversation, but I remember him saying that because I thought to myself, you know, one of the things that I, when I first started promoting, I was always, you know, I get a lot of grief sometimes, I guess you would say, of, well, you're doing this, but, you know, other promoters would say, well, I don't do that. And I would say, but why don't you? Mm. You can. It's not, you know, it's part of doing what we do. It's just putting on a better event for the athletes. So if you keep that in mind as a promoter, always thinking of ways to bring your show up, you're always going to be in competition, and you're always going to have people who say, I'm going to compete at the Border Clash. And the following week after the Border Clash, or 2 weeks later, is the Charlotte Cup, which is a huge show in North Carolina. Johnny Stewart does it. Johnny's a great friend of mine. And I sit there and go, Johnny and I have looked at each other before, and we said, you can't have that feeling of they're not going to do my show, they're going to do Johnny's show. Or Johnny's saying, well, they're going to do your show, and they're going to skip mine. Athletes are going to go where athletes are going to go. Mm-hmm. You know, your job as a promoter is to, A, market your show the best you can, B, put on a high-quality production, and C, treat the athletes really well, whether it be through what you award or how you treat them, you know, throughout the whole process of the show. Mm-hmm. Things like that are what make a show great. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're responsible for your production. I can't control what another promoter does. I can only control what I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at it and say my philosophy is always push as hard as you can to get as many athletes as you can to your show, market it well, but make it a reason for them to come. Make them realize that you treat them well and that you do, you know, you want to give them the best stage to perform on. From the online entry portion, which to me in this day and age is almost a no-brainer, you know, make it easy for them to enter the show. Make it easy for them to check in. Make it easy for them to go through the process. Make them feel relaxed. Make the process enjoyable. You know, this year, one of the things that I'm doing, and I know this will hit home with you because you're a photographer, well, this year Amir is coming in again to do the Border Clash, mm-hmm. and we're going to give all the competitors their stage packages included in their entry. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we worked out between Amir and I where I'm actually putting the cost on it, but I felt that, you know what, definitely the athletes have paid a lot to be here. They're paying a lot to enter the show. This is a big show. We can afford to do this out of the budget and out of the business end of it to make that athlete experience better. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't always make other people happy that you do things like that, but once again, I tell promoters all the time, don't bring yourself down when you have an idea. Elevate it up.
Right.
I said, make your shows better. And by doing that, you're going to attract tons of competitors. They're going to come because they want to experience it. They want to enjoy what their friends have done, what they, you know, what they've heard about. So it's a constant progression forward. Once again, we talked about positivity. Mm-hmm. There it is. You know, apply those work ethics that you learned in the gym. You know, because almost I think every promoter I know is a former competitor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Take what you've learned and know that I need to do better. And I know I can bring my production up. What can I do to improve on how good of what I think my promotion is already? Because we all do good promotions. It's just now you have to say, how can I make it better? And you can't worry about, you know, promoter X, Y, and Z show down the street. You worry about your production. That's all you can do. And it is. It's very competitive, just like anything else. But then again, John, if you need to go buy a roll of toilet paper, you have how many choices up the street?
Right.
You got 20 choices. Mm-hmm. You know, are you going to always go just for price? Are you going to go because there's a convenience? Are you going to go because there? So there's multiple factors that everything in life revolve around. You just have to realize that you're not going to get every competitor, but all you can control is that you did everything you could to make that show a success. And if the day of the show you look in the mirror and you go, man, I did everything. I did my marketing. I did my promotions. I did, you know, I went to shows and passed out flyers. I did all these things, mm-hmm. and you don't get the numbers you want. That doesn't mean you're a bad promoter. That means you did everything you could. It's just that's just the way life works out sometimes. But you keep moving forward,
right.
and you keep going. You know, there's no guarantees that you're going to get the same number of competitors you had last year. There's no guarantees that you're going to get, you know, less. You're going to work your butt off to do the best you can to put that production on.
Yeah.
So I know that people get nervous and they get, you know, worried about it, but I always tell them, keep trying to refine what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I see things all the time. When I first started in this sport, a guy named Dean Caputo used to, mm-hmm. him and my friend Greg Krause, the two of them, good friend, they had the North Coast Championships up in Cleveland. And it was a national qualifier, the only one outside. There were only two national qualifiers in the state of Ohio at that time. There was the North Coast and then the state of the Ohio State Show. And I tell people all the time, I go, Dean did things back then and came up with ideas that were so far ahead of their time. But I remember those things, so I incorporated them into what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And each year that goes by, you try to refine your process. You try to make it better. So that's all we can do as a promoter. There's, you know, nothing else outside of it. There's no magic wand that we can wave or no, you know, we're in competition with someone else. You're in competition, just like bodybuilding. You're in competition with yourself. You're out to put on a better show than you did last year. And that's the only thing you can do. If you put your care and time into it, you're going to be successful.
With that said, you have sort of minimum standards that have to be met. So athletes can appreciate that if it's an NPC show and you're putting it on or it's in your district, you want it to meet certain standards in terms of the judging panel, in terms of the venue, the host hotel. I know Pete had that philosophy previously that you just couldn't have any flea bag as your host hotel. You're actually looking at all those things too, so they can know the prospective new athlete, the person that wants to compete in a bodybuilding or bikini division that hasn't competed before, can know that if it's an NPC event and under your leadership of your zone and the state of Florida, that it's going to be respectable. They're going to be treated a certain way with regard and dignity and such. Correct?
Absolutely, because we as the NPC represent the premier amateur bodybuilding organization in the world, and we have to hold ourselves to that standard. And it comes down to everything we do. I say this all the time. I say a production should not be something that we slap into a cheap venue, a cheap hotel, because it's not going to give you the long-term growth and satisfaction. We represent an organization, and we have to hold ourselves to that standard. When you come to an NPC show, you know, and you should know, that you had mentioned a couple things. Number one, you're going to have the best judges available. You're going to have the best amenities available. You're going to have a decent hotel. You're going to have a production that is run smoothly. Those are things that are important. And we try to realize that, you know what, when we go to an NPC show, we expect a certain level of excellence. And I'm very much on board with that. I don't believe in trying to cut corners. And I don't believe in trying to shortchange the athletes. So we, as an organization, really do have to hold that standard high because, you know, in today's day and age, John, and, you know, we all know this, there's 800 other mom and pop, this and that, you know, organizations from here, there, and everywhere. Our job is to not worry about what per se they're doing, but to continue to hold our standards so high that they never catch up and they never dethrone. You know, it's like being the current Mr. or Miss Olympia. You know, your job is to continue to try and better what's your best. And that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Right. Yeah.
So I do hold that as a high standard, and I will hold people to that fact. Mm-hmm. That we are not any other organization. We are the NPC, we are the IFBB Pro League, and we will do the best we can to make sure our productions are top notch.
Well, I know.
So it is very important.
I know you're serious about that. I saw the different Joe at the December sanctioning meeting with your officials and promoters than I would typically see it at a show, necessarily getting the selfie with that smile. It was all business, and you were focused on making sure that the promoters and officials knew that there were certain standards and that you were there to see to it that they understood what those standards were and those standards went forward. So that was my first experience of seeing the other Joe, the business, the old down to business Joe.
that guy, we just wish he'd stay out of the way, right, John?
Well, no, it was who is this guy?
It's part of our duty and our responsibility to the organization as, you know, promoters. You know, it's interesting because a promoter really sometimes doesn't view themselves as, they view themselves almost as independent, like it's an independent entity, which in a way it kind of is. But on the other side of that, you are part of the leadership of this organization. So as a promoter, your job is to put together that event that represents and follows the rules of what we are given. So it's kind of an interesting way of looking at it because I think that, you know, once again, I don't say this lightly. I think everybody tries to their best to realize they're leaders in this organization, whether you're a judge, an expediter, the tabulator, the promoter. We are all basically the faces of what the athlete sees. So we have to be very cognizant of that and realize, okay, what we do is important. And we do all have to realize that we have a set of rules that are handed down. When I always liken it to boxing, I'd say in the World Boxing Council, they get a sanction for a fight. You're holding that event, but you have to operate under the rules of the World Boxing Council. Same for the NPC. We operate under the rules that are set forth, our guidelines, and that's where we have to operate. Now, where we make a difference is how we treat those athletes and how we present the organization. And your job to having, and I call it a job of having a sanction. The job of having a sanction is not something to be taken lightly. It's not a, how can I say this? It's not a, a gift. It's actually a lot of responsibility.
Right.
It's a lot of responsibility. And if you don't take it as such, then that's really not a good thing because you're responsible for being the face of the NPC for that show. Yeah. And we want the organization as a whole to be recognized for we're doing everything we can to keep this on a path of excellence. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have, you know, always have the people who will, you know, well, you could, all we can do is listen and try and make it better and better and keep improving it. Mm-hmm. So once again, the face that I had on at the meeting, that's our, we are here for a reason, guys. We are here to make this, you know,
right.
good for everybody. And I don't think that's any different than any other, official in our organization should be. You know, we really have to concentrate on that end, what we call, like you called, the business of bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, the hard work is done when that event comes. So on that point, that's when the focus all switches to every one of those athletes. And the whole time it should be on the athletes, but we're building up to that. So all the things have to be right on the business side mm-hmm. to reflect on the for the athlete when they get there.
Right.
And when they get there, that feeling that they have should not be a feeling of confusion, a feeling of disarray. It should be a feeling of, man, these guys, they got their stuff together and they know how to promote a show. And that's what separates the NPC and the IFBB from other places. We do the things that we're supposed to do and we make sure we run like a fine-tuned machine. I learned that from Gary Udit years ago. Run like a fine-tuned machine, make sure the people, the athletes are well taken care of and everything else falls into place. And it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, it's kind of ingenious, I think, you know, what is transpiring and how the NPC and IFBB Pro League are developing, because I think of the U.S. population, it's, what, 320, 350 million people, but there's a 7 billion person global population, and with the IFBB expanding after the split with the IFBB amateur and producing amateur pro qualifiers around the world and really developing the world with the amateur affiliates potentially growing and expanding on all continents and such, that could be a time for some organizations to go, well, we're going to worry a little less about our local areas in, say, the United States, and we'll put all our effort somewhere else. But as with your leadership, as things develop in Florida, it sounds like it's clearly an intense effort on all levels, at the local, regional, national, and international level, to maintain a standard of excellence and go further in that expansion of excellence with the brands of the NPC and IFBB Pro League.
Yes, you're 100% right on that, and it's spot on. You know, every area, it's just, you know, it's no different than when Jim started the organization in 1982, you start to move forward, move into different geographic areas. At that time, it was just the U.S., really. And now it's just, we are in a global world, or global scale, I should say, in the world. So it's just, it's a natural fit. And it will be one of those things where we take the other parts of the other continents, the other countries of the world, and they'll meld into this one big organization, which is worldwide, and that's where it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most businesses headed that way anyways. I mean, nothing operates in a vacuum anymore from an operational standpoint. We sell products overseas, products come in from overseas. Nothing is completely done in a closed border anymore. So I think that we have the right upper, what I call our senior leadership in place, our Jims and our Tylers and Steve Weinbergers and our Gary Udits and Sandy, you know, Williamson. So we have the right, what I call, the people to look to for our senior leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're teaching and disseminating what they want and how they want to spread it around the world. And I think it's going to be very unique and very successful. And I think it's going to happen relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as you can see from the schedule this year, it already is, but I think it's going to develop and bloom even faster and in a wonderful way. So I think this is going to be a fun year. I call it I always say things are transitionary and changing.
Mm-hmm.
This to me is a definite transitionary and change year.
Right.
And I think the movement forward, like I said, I think it's a wonderful time to be involved in the sport.
Definitely.
And a wonderful place to be.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle, hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail.com. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle and bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, ProPrep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. ProPrep Meal Plan.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hotspot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit HotspotCompetitionTanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touch it and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks, so I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop, and you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.